Peace and blessings, each and every one of you, and welcome to Broken Vessels Podcast. This is your host, Latoya Washington. I'm so excited to be here with you all today. It has been some time for us to just have a conversation between me and you all. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for your continued love and support and prayers for the podcast, as this is our third year and God has blessed us to meet some phenomenal men and women of God to share their testimony of hope, redemption, and restoration. So today, you guys, we are going to get into a discussion in the Word of God about offense. I was listening to a man of God preaching this morning, and he just reminded me in some time of prayer a while ago, where God was just speaking to me about my own issues, right? Sometimes we want to point the finger at everybody else, but when we are in that secret place with the Lord, oh, there's a way, a wonderful way that he shows us about ourselves, oh God. And so today we're going to talk about offense. I love how in Luke chapter 17, God clearly teaches his disciples that offenses will indeed come. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, that offenses will come. There will be times where we've been offended or we've offended someone. But as we wait for the Lord to return, as we are working in his vineyard, as we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we are sharing our testimonies of his goodness and his mercy towards others, and as we point others to Jesus, I want you to know that the Word of God is clear that offenses will come. But woe unto them. Woe unto him through whom they come. Don't be offended, beautiful people. Don't be offended by what is said or done. I can say that because there was a time where I was offended. There was a time where someone was offended by me. There was a time, guess what, beautiful people, that you offended somebody. So don't think that this word doesn't apply to you. And as the man of God preached today, sometimes we want to say, yes, they need to listen, Pastor, they need to listen. No, we need to listen. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is not just for others. It's for us as well. So Luke 17 says, then he said, and he is Jesus, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Listen, verse 2 says, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And guess what the apostle said, y'all? Let's keep it real. Increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. Increase our faith, God. Help me to forgive these things. Help me to overlook. Help me to not be offended. Increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, oh, I love Jesus. Look what he says. If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Don't be offended, people of God. Jesus is teaching his disciples in Luke chapter 17. Take some time to read this for yourself, because as the Holy Spirit guided me to this passage of scripture weeks ago, it convicted my heart. It helped me to see that there's this area that in all of us, if we are not careful, we will allow offense to grip hold of our lives, that we will not move forward in the things of God because we've been offended. But Jesus is saying to his disciples and saying to us even now, because this is the living word, that offenses will come, people of God. Offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Woe unto him through whom they come. Whether you've done it intentionally or unintentionally, offenses will come. But don't be offended, people of God. I want to encourage you as the Holy Spirit encouraged me, as the man of God who was preaching the word this morning, as I was sitting and having some quiet time and learning and hearing sermons and feeding my spirit in the word of God. The message is true. Don't be offended. Offenses will come. Jesus said it in his word. And we have the gift of the Word of God, the Bible, right before us at our fingertips, on our phone or in our iPads or in our Kindles or in our Bibles, to read and teach us that these things shall and will happen. But don't be offended. Don't be offended, beautiful people. I know it can be challenging. I know it can be difficult, but as we wait for the Lord to return, hallelujah, as we wait for him, we want to be found with hearts that are pure and on fire, that love the Lord, that are following his commandments, following his statutes, honoring his word, repenting when we see and know that we missed the mark, or it's brought to our attention, whether a brother or sister say, hey, I don't like how you said that. That really hurt me. You know, I noticed that when you were talking to me, it seemed the tone was a little spicy. It was a little venomous when you said those words. Hey, that post that you posted up was a little hurtful. How about you take that post down? Oh, I've been there, right? When the Holy Spirit says, don't post that, take that down. Don't share that, take that down. Oh man, listen. We die daily. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We are followers of Jesus Christ. So when we read his word and there's parts in his word that really pricks us, and give it to him. That word or that statement that someone says that stung a little bit, ask the Lord for the strength as our brothers in this passage of scripture said, increase our faith. And Jesus answered that response and said, if ye have a grain of mustard seed, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Take hold of that thought. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to walk in unforgiveness. I refuse to be bitter. I refuse to dishonor God. I refuse to be at strife with my brother. I refuse to be at distance with my sister and brother. I refuse to be caught up in division and caught up in drama. I refuse. Take hold. Take it captive in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. Don't be offended. Listen, I thank you all for tuning in to Broken Vessels Podcast. Listen, take time to read Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 16. Read the word of God and see what it's telling us and teaching us in this hour. Because the word of God is living. The word of God is present and relevant even for this time when everything and everyone else and all the world are saying likewise or different. We want to be that standard. Godly standard in the earth to represent Christ wherever we go, to show the love of Jesus wherever we go, to point others to Jesus, that when they're in our presence, they know that the Spirit of God is within us. And if we may never see them again, they will know that I met someone who represented Christ, and they told me about Jesus through the life that they lived, through how they treated their neighbor, to how they treated the homeless person on the street, to the less fortunate, to the ones they could never, no one could repay them. They did it with love and integrity. So again, don't be offended, brothers and sisters. And if this word convicted you, reading Luke chapter 17, repent. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. You're not by yourself. I've done it. Father, forgive me. I got offended by that. I held on to that. Instead of holding on to your word, that I can speak to this mountain and it shall be moved. I can speak to this situation and it shall be moved. I can speak to this thought and take captive over this thought and place it under the subjection of the Holy Spirit by faith as a grain of a mustard seed. That is what Jesus said unto the disciples. He said unto them, if you have faith as a mustard seed, a grain of a mustard seed. My God, what a powerful, powerful word and teaching. He loves us enough to tell us, listen, offenses are going to come. Don't be offended. And woe unto him by whom they come. Don't be offended. As we wait for our Lord to return, as we're in the vineyard working and doing what he's called for us to do, whether you have 5 talents or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, continue to do the work of the Lord. And let it be from a place of purity and joy, forgiveness and repentance. Let God be glorified and all that he asked for you to do. May God be glorified in your yes, glorified wherever he has for you to go. Hallelujah. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. I love you all. I ask that you please stay connected to Broken Vessels Podcast. If you have not already subscribed, visit www.BrokenVesselsPodcast.com. We have so many wonderful things coming up this year as we are celebrating all year long our third year on internet radio. We are so excited, so grateful for this opportunity to be able to stream, to be able to meet wonderful guests. Be sure to tune in on March 30th as we have a wonderful gospel artist who is coming to minister his new hit single, Healing. God is a healer. And so we are so excited for him to come and minister and to share his testimony of hope, redemption, and restoration. Take care, everyone, and know that Jesus is Lord.